Okay, we left off really at the very end of the sugya, back in the Gilgal Beis. So Tosfos quoted the Yesh Mefarshim that the reason why Rav Yosef was the one who was known to always be presenting the Targum was because he was blind, and if the din is that the person is not permitted to say the psukim of Chumash, or in this case Tanakh, also Tosfos held the Alper, and that's the reason why he must have said it derech Targum. So Tosfos writes, I don't think that that pshat is correct, because even though in theory that would have been a violation of Dvarim Shebichtav for all the reasons that we spoke about in the last week or so, so comes Tosfos and says at the end of the day it still would have been mutter based on the principle of Eis La'asas L'Hashem, that when it comes to this issur of Dvarim Shebichtav Yitav Hashem V'Alpeh, if there's some really, really great, unbelievable need that we're afraid that Torah won't be able to be studied properly otherwise, so somehow there's a special halacha out there called Eis La'asas L'Hashem, which would override whatever it is that we're talking about. Tosfos says, and where did I come up to say such a thing in principle of Eis La'asas? So Tosfos says, I didn't get enough samach. You see, that's what the Gemara says. So just as the Gemara says Eis La'asas there, we can apply Eis La'asas to the case of Yosef as well. So at the very end of the show yesterday, we pointed out that we actually took Tosfos' advice, and we looked up the Gemara, and we came to the realization that the Gemara doesn't say that. What the Gemara does say is as follows. The Gemara there is talking about a different issur. The Gemara is talking about the issur of saying, of writing down the Torah Sheba Peh. Remember, there were two different Yisurim. So when it comes to writing down Torah Sheba Peh, the Gemara says, oh, in the later days, Eis La'asas L'Hashem V'Firas Osecha, they were master that. So we read the Rambam Be'erichas yesterday, that was the source for writing down the Mishnayos. Even though the Rambam holds that there was no Issa per se to write down the Vritur, but even the Rambam agrees that to teach from the text of the Torah Sheba Peh text would be a problem. So there definitely was a din of Eis La'asas. So the Gemara in Gittin just says that vis-a-vis the Yisr of Devarim Shebal Peh B'Chsav is the Parash of Eis La'asos, is the Gzeh Eis La'asos. How in the world did Tosfos know that? It goes the other way around also. Mehecha Tosfos, he states in the Gemara in Gittin that the Yisr of Devarim Sheh B'Chsav, Yet HaRosh HaLam V'Yal Peh, where in the world does that say anywhere in the Gemara that that's okay because of Eis La'asos? That was a question we left off at the very end of the Shia yesterday. So the Baruch Chayus, and our sugya, the Chemri Akusha, says that Tosfos must have held, almost like where we started out from the very beginning of the sugya. Maybe there are two different Yisurim, but they're not so different from one another. They're really one and the same. The Yisur of Dvarim Sheba Peh V'Chsav and the Yisur of Dvarim Sheba Chsav Yal Peh, it's all the same Yisur. It's all learned out from Ksav L'Chos HaDvar Me'ila, Ki'api HaDvar Me'ila, V'Chsav Shteit V'Chsav Yal Peh Shteit Yal Peh. And therefore, Tosfos must have understood that Chazal had this understanding, had this surrogate. We have no idea when Eis La'asas L'Hashem really applies. I mean, one could potentially abuse Eis La'asas to a tremendous degree. So, ein lanu l'mash amru Chazal. But whenever Chazal had this deep understanding that Eis La'asas is a matir within the realm of the Sisser, so Mishtomas of the Ma'at Chayis, Chazal, Tosfos understood that they're really the same Sisser, the two sides of the same coin. And if we find that Chazal and Ma'at Eis La'asas for one, Mishtomas Eis La'asas was matir for the other as well. So when Tosfos says, Ki ti'isa begitin, they don't really mean it says this in Gittin. It doesn't say what they say in Gittin. What it says is, Eis La'asas in the other half of the Yisr, we can extrapolate from the other half of the Yisr to our case, and therefore we can reject the Yesh Mefarshim. That's the Maritz Chayis Rish Pshat of this Tosfos. But maybe one can read the Tosfos almost a little bit more kipshutai. Maybe somewhere within the deep recesses of Masechet Gittin, it actually does say the phrase of Eis La'asas, even Lagavi the din of Dvarim Shebichtav, B'Alpeh. Not that we're extrapolating from the other case, but in Masechet Gittin Gufa, it speaks about this Issur Dvarim Shebichtav B'Alpeh, and it actually evokes Eis La'asas. The question is, the challenge is, well, where does it do that? So, who read the Gemara in Gittin very, very carefully? So, the Gemara in Gittin applies Eis La'asas to two different cases. Who remembers? What were the two cases? One was the writing of the Halach, the Divrei Gadata, the writing down of the Mishnayos and the Gemaras. That's one application of Eis La'asas. What's the other application of Eis La'asas? What was the original case that Gemara told us about? The Sefer Deaf Taurus. When the world was the Sefer of Taurus? Very simple. How many have Taurus from the whole year delaying from the Navi Yoshua? Anybody know? How many? All three of them. Whole year. Navi Yoshua. Three. Which one are they? Three. Which one are they? Three. Okay, so that, I knew you were going to say that. That's where I threw out the question. So we're dealing with the Gemara, that doesn't even exist, that Haftarah. Okay. The Gemara says that the Haftarah, that's Haftarah Sukkot's Torah, right? Right? Say it, right? Good, you're wrong. Okay, good. The Gemara says that the Haftarah for Simchas Torah is Haftarah which has to do with Shmini Atzeres. Something in Yad Adiyam, Shmini Atzeres. So Tosfos quotes in the Masechet Megillah that we have a tradition going back to the Gaonim, state in the Gaonim that we lay in Ve'echavei Mos Meshav Hashem and Simchas Torah. So what is Haftarah for? That's what I'm asking you. What is Haftarah for Simchas Torah? What's Haftarah for the laying of Simchas Torah? So the Gemara says one Haftarah. The Gemara quotes a different Haftarah Legamri. And the Gaonim say, we lay in Ve'echavei Mos Meshav Hashem. What does that mean? What do the words mean? The Gemara says one thing, the Gemara says something else. What's Pshat? No, it was a Pshat. The Gemara says in Masechet Megillah that in the olden days, in the days of the Gemara, there used to be different cycles about when they would finish the Torah. Everyone agrees there's a mitzvah kriyas Torah. Everyone agrees you have to learn seven aliyahs in Shabbos. But it doesn't say, there was never a formal takanas tachamim how often you have to finish the whole Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says there were different minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Some communities had the minhag of finishing once a year, and other communities had the minhag of finishing once every 3 years. If you have the minhag of finishing every 3 years, what do you not have every year? And you don't have a Simchas Torah like we have. We're pretty silly. You're in the middle of Sefer Vayikra or something. So you have a big Simchas Torah party out of it. So you still have to observe Sfeika D'Yoma. There's still Sfeika D'Yoma Shemini Atzeres. So what did they do in the olden days? What did they do on Simchas Torah? So the same thing they did in Shemini Atzeres. It was Yom Tov. Okay, they didn't sit in the Sukkah anymore, even in Chutzlaret. Did they eat stuffed cabbage maybe? I don't know. They didn't have Chasim Torah. They didn't have parties. They didn't have Atarais. They didn't have auctions. They didn't have that. It was a Sfeika D'Yoma. Like Sfeika D'Shavuos. Like Sfeika D'Beis. Sfeika D'Yoma of Yom Tov. So therefore, in the days of the Gemara, that Simchas Torah wasn't connected with this idea of finishing up the Sefer Torah. So then, why in the world should you lay necessarily? You're not even necessarily laying with a bracha on Simchas Torah. So why in the world should you have a Haftarah by Echavi Moshe Eved Hashem? It should be something which has to do with the laying of Sfeika D'Yoma. The triennial cycle. The Gemara says that it was right. The Gemara says that it. Gemara says that was in Eretz Yisrael. Was it only in Eretz Yisrael? Was it in other places? Also, I don't know. The Gemara talks about it in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. I'm not sure that was only in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. I'm not sure. So I'll call upon him. So Rav Zsolti in the Sefer in the Mishnas Yaveh. So he writes that he thinks that in the olden days, so it didn't make any sense to lay Ve'echavei Mos Moshe Eved Hashem. But now that we have everyone lanes, the one-year cycle, everybody finishes the Torah, everyone has Simchas Torah, so then the Haftarah should reflect the theme of the day. So therefore the theme of the day is V'zai Sebrach, V'yechavim Rasul Hashem. So that's what your answer was not necessarily correct. Okay, good. V'edishlam, how often does where else do we lay in Sefer? I should have known that. I missed a parasha. I wasn't even thinking that one. Okay? The first day Pesach is also Yeshua. So again, a few here and there, a handful of Haftarah from Sefer Yeshua. How many Haftarahs from Sefer Shoftim? How many? All together. How come you're not coming? You guys should help. What? Shimshon is one. Yiftach, we land. Freshers. Hand to the Yishayo, 55. Okay. So you know what? It started to get very, very expensive. So you're going to write a whole safe for a cloth, a whole safe for Yeshua for the 2 times you're going to use it. A whole shoftim for the 2 times you're going to use it. The whole shoftim. It's ridiculous. So someone came up with a great idea. So we're going to write, instead of writing a whole safe for Yeshua, a whole safe for Shoftim, we're going to write a safe after us. We'll get someone to donate it to the shul, to dedicate it. Same Haftarah. So, right. Haftarah of Breishis, Haftarah of Nacht. So, right. The 20 psukim from Mishael, 20 psukim from Shmuel, 20 psukim from Yeshua, 20 psukim from Shad. It'll be much more cost effective. That was the safe Haftarah. So, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to write a safe Haftarah. It's also to write a safe Haftarah. Why are you not allowed to write a safe Haftarah? You're supposed to write a whole safe. You're not supposed to write stop ups, snips here and there from Sukkot. So the Gemara says, in the Faridic and Davis, in the old generations, they didn't approve, Chazal didn't approve of Sefer Haftarah, and you weren't supposed to use it. It was written Shalom Kiddin. But in the later generations, the Gemara says, they let people lay in from the Sefer Haftarah. Why did they let people lay in the Sefer Haftarah? Because people, Pasha, couldn't afford to write whole Nevi'im, whole Klafim. It was just too expensive, and people were going to stop writing altogether. So what grandiose principle did Chazal invoke to permit this? Eislasos Hashem Haferas. So the Gemara says, it's mut because of Eislasos. So those are the two places that Chazal say explicitly as lasos. One is the writing down of the halachas, writing down Tashem Bapeh, the writing of Mishnayos and Gemara is governed by as lasos. And number two, the writing and the reading from the Sefer Haftarah is also governed by as lasos. So Yesh Ladun, Rabbi Yisrael, what exactly was that Isser of the Sefer Haftarah pre the days of as lasos? Go back in time, pre Chachmei Gemara, back to the Friyadik Adairus, when the Sefer HaTorah was frowned upon, was prohibited, what was the issue exactly? What was wrong exactly with the writing of the Sefer HaTorah? What exactly was the problem? So there's a Peirush written on Masechet Gittin by one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Kreskes. Rabbeinu Kreskes was contemporary of the Ritva, and for some strange reason, that the Chidushim that were originally written by Rabbeinu Kreskes somehow got attributed to the Ritva. And for many, many years, these were called the Chidushi HaRitva, and they became famous, they became published and printed on the Chidushi HaRitva. Then, years later, Gedolim realized the whole thing was a mistake. They discovered the real Chidushi HaRitva, but the Chidushi Rabbeinu Kreskes had become very popular over the years. They had become known in the early yeshivas as Chidushi HaRitva. So in the later years, they decided to print them together in the Chidushi HaRitva. So those who found it. So the first half of the Chidushi HaRitva are the Chidushi Miksevya, the real Ritva. And the second ones are Rabbeinu Kreskes. But the more popular ones, the more elaborate ones, are Tachlis Rabbeinu Kreskes. So again, he was a contemporary of the same period of the Ritva. So Rabbeinu Kreskes on the Gemara Gittin has a fascinating insight. Everyone saw it? Did I put it on the Mamre Chumash? I didn't put it on the Mamre Chumash. No, what did he say? What did Rabbeinu Kreskes write? What was the problem with the Sefer HaTorah? What was it a violation of? Nobody saw. What? What number? What Marmok was this? 79? What are we up to? 19. Zokter ben Kreskes, when the Gemara says the Londis only kosev, that you're not supposed to write your Sefer HaTorah, the Hareyu kikiri devarim shibichsav al peh. What does he say? Nobody told the Rabbeinu Kreskes to say that. He said, you know what the issue was? The issue of Sefer HaTorah is that Devarim Shebichsav, Yeta Rosh Al Yomar Be'alpeh. What's the problem with Rabbeinu Kreskes? What do you mean, why? No, what's the problem with Rabbeinu Kreskes? What? You're not reading Be'alpeh, it's in a book. It's in a scroll. It's ink on paper. What do you mean it's Be'alpeh? So Rabbeinu Kreskes is trying to explain pre-Eislas. Eislasim is Matah this issue. But we're not even sure what the issue was in the first place. Zokter Rabbeinu Kreskes, the issue was Devarim Shebichsav, Yeta Rosh Al Yomar Be'alpeh. So we ask you, what do you mean there? It's written in front of you. It's in the text. It's written down. What's the answer? But I say, what does Rabbeinu Kreskes hold? What's the definition of bichsav? What's the definition of Be'alpeh? It's only called bichsav if it's written kedas uchadin, a sefer shalom mitzurah kilchasai. Just because you have a couple of words written on a piece of paper, even though it's a whole chapter, it's a whole haftarah, a piece of paper and a cloth, that's not called dvarim shebichsav. That's still called dvar. That's called Be'alpeh. And therefore, it's halachically be'alpeh, and therefore you're in gross violation of this potential issur of the Devarim Shebichsav Yeta Rosh Al Yomar Be'alpeh, and that's why Chazal did away with the Sefer HaTorah. If that's the case, and that's why they did away with it, and then Nebuch, they had to be master at the end because of the magic word Deis Lasos. What do you see from this Gemara, according to Rabbeinu Kreskes, this pshat, licked in the Gemara, that Deis Lasos is a matter for what? What is Deis Lasos matter? Which issur? The issur of Chazal be'alpeh. Unlike the Maritz Chayes, who said that we're guessing, Taisus is guessing, just as Chazal Mamata, Be'alpeh Bechsav, because of Eis Lasos, Mistama, if and when the Shaila would have come up, they would have been mounted the other way around also. According to Rabbeinu Kreskes, no. The Gemara is saying, Pemoli, we are being mounted because of Eis Lasos, because anything short of a Sefer Shalom is considered to be Mamish, Be'alpeh. That's Rabbeinu Kreskes' pshat. So we have a much smoother, clearer way of reading this Taisus. How come the Maritz Chayes didn't think of this? Clearly the Maritz Chayes was learning that issur of Sefer HaTorah, pre-Eis Lasos, was not based on Devar Shebichsav Yeta Rosh Al Yomar Be'alpeh, because he thought like all you guys thought. What did you guys think before you read Rabbeinu Kreskes? You thought that's called Bechsav. Why? Because, after all, what? It's in front of you. I'm reading the text. What is that called Be'alpeh? So you guys are not so far off. The Maritz Chayes is also not so far off. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah in the siman about Devarim Shebichsav Be'alpeh, when he talks about saying Parshat Kabbalas Be'alpeh, the Mishnah Berurah assumes that the definition of Ksav and Be'alpeh mean a written text in front of you. It doesn't have to be a Sefer Sholem in front of you. As long as it's a text in front of you, that's fine. That's okay. So if you go down that route, then the issue of Sefer HaTorah was not an issue of Devarim Shebichsav Be'alpeh. What was it an issue of? What was the problem? Apparently a totally different problem. Namely, that a sefer is supposed to be written kitzurasai. You're supposed to keep kisvei kodesh the way they are. Nothing to do with ksavah chasadvarim ha'elim with that. Just that the tzur of kisvei kodesh is supposed to be preserved. So you're not supposed to write a pasuk here, pasuk there, parshira. It's supposed to write a sefer sholem. So that's a different. That's not from shemachsav. It's nothing to do with dvar shemachsav yet dvar shalom rabbeh. That's a din in ksivas sefer kodesh. Kisvei kodesh is supposed to be in a certain manner, and if it's not written in that manner, you're not supposed to use it. You should put it into shemus. That's not the issue that we're talking about. That's not today's sugya. It's not this week's sugya. So the Acharonim, who didn't see this Rabbeinu Kreskes, Mishnabura didn't have Rabbeinu Kreskes, Mar Chayes didn't have Rabbeinu Kreskes, the Acharonim, who didn't have this Rishon, so they thought, like you guys thought, that Dvarim Shebichtav means if it's written down, that's great. If it's not written down, then it's a problem. And therefore, nowhere in the Gemara and Gittin does it say anything explicitly about being Matvei Slasos, to be mafet dvarim shechsav yapeh. It's only within the world view of Rabbeinu Kreskes that this is also called a violation of dvarim shechsav yapeh, that you see licked in the Gemara, Islasos is mafet this as well. So what do you think the Nekudas of Machloikis is between the Rishayim, between Rabbeinu Kreskes and the rest of you? Who here sided with the Mishnah and Maritz Chayes? All you guys, right? Come on, you all thought like that. No, tell me the truth. Who here thought mitchila, this is a violation of dvarim shechsav? No, but you guys all thought like the Mishnah and Maritz Chayes against Rabbeinu Kreskes. What's the Machloikis? What does that shaila depend on? Should the definition of b'chsav and b'yapeh depend upon a halachic tzura of b'chsav b'yapeh? Or should b'chsav b'yapeh depend upon tachas, is it written down or not? What do you think it depends on? Very simple. Oh, so the chariot, this goes back to everything we've been talking about for the last week. Namely, if the reason for this issur, dosh b'chsav, is some kind of a technical, logistical issue, namely, what are we afraid of? The Balabatim aren't going to believe it's written here, like the Sefer Yoreim said, or Ben Tam said, what was Ben Tam's concern? You're going to make a mistake, or what was the Beis Yosef's concern? Maybe the Chaser Seiris and Malis and Chosos aren't written properly. So if those are all just technical concerns, the Lechora, what should the din be? If you are. Well, it doesn't have to be shalom for that. There's no reason to be shalom for it. Just make sure that's written. Now, you can't get up and give a drush and start saying to everybody, Shema Yisrael. You can't just start saying things. You're going to make mistakes. But if it's written down, so it's written down. It's finished. But if you hold more to it than that, if you hold that the Isser of Yechsav Al-Peh is something much deeper than that, what is the much deeper than that? Who remembers? What was the deep meaning of Yechsav Al-Peh? What's the other version? The real halachic version. What is it? Like the Rambam, that it's the Messias of Torah, but there are two halachim of Torah, the Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat, and the two must remain intact. And that's what the Rambam made such a fuss. We read about yesterday in Akdamah to Mishnah Torah, that when you meisah the Torah from generation to generation, it's got to be the way it was nimsa to you. So the Torah wasn't nimsa to us on a couple of scraps of paper. The Torah was nimsa to us as a safe Bereishis, safe Shemais, and the Torah Shabbat has to remain in that pristine, pure form. And if you start to chisel away at that, that's called a violation of Dvarim Shechsav Yatarash. So Lechora, those who insist on an absolute safer, a safer shalom, it's got to be a safer shalom, Pshitak of Hashmo, otherwise it's an Issa D'Arayis and Dvarim Shechsav, they're going down the halachic road of Dvarim Shechsav. Whereas those who are willing to accept just any written text, chick-chock, make-believe, half-fake text, that's also called Dvarim Shebichtav, and that's fine. They seem to be going more with some of the logistical concerns. So this may or may not be correct. It sounds like it should be correct. You can take a look. I've been learning this ready for 5 days, and if I go one more day, I was going to tell you we're going too long. So you take a look at Rabbeinu Kreskes, and this may be partially right. When you get a chance, take a look at Rabbeinu Kreskes, that this, there may be a monkey wrench in what I just said, but the Pashta Dvar, but that's what the din should be. So Rabbi said, when all the dust settled, Tosfos comes and rejects the Yesh Mefarshim, because we have to thank the Yesh Mefarshim. Not for that, we would have nothing to talk about this week. So it comes Tosfos and rejects the Yesh Mefarshim based on Yesh Lasos. And again, we have two ways of reading the Tosfos. Either Maritz Chayes is Pshat, that Tosfos is extrapolating from the Gemara's case to our case, or the way we're reading the Tosfos through the eyes of Rabbeinu Kreskes, that the Gemara itself is actually talking about. But at the end of the day, Taisus is very, very clear. Eis Lasos does work to be Matir Dvarim Shebichtav Yapeh. So that which Taisus said, just to reject the Eish Mefarshim, may find its way in the words of the Rambam as well. When I say in the words of the Rambam, I mean in the words of the Rambam that the Rambam doesn't say. You know, there's a famous verse from Reb Chaim who says you have to be medayik for what the Rambam doesn't say. The same, you have to be medayik when the Rambam says, you have to be medayik things that he doesn't say. So comes Yerach HaShulchan, he says, I looked high and low in the Rambam for this issue, Dvarim Shubuksav, Yet HaRosh HaMim HaBiyah, and I couldn't find it. I couldn't find the issue. I don't find it mentioned anywhere, Dvarim Shubuksav. I don't see the Rambam addresses the issue. Why not? Why doesn't the Rambam address this issue? So says the Yerach HaShulchan, for the same reason the Rambam doesn't address what other issue? Right down the Shabbat Peh. He talks about it in his Akdamah to Perishim Mishnah, his Akdamah to Mishnah Torah, and he gives you a history book about how we got to where we are, but he doesn't write, incorporate it to the Sefer Halacha. Why? Very simple. The Rambam's premise in writing Mishnah Torah was one purpose of one purpose. What was the Rambam's goal in writing Mishnah Torah? He had a very, very simple agenda. He writes it explicitly in his Akdamah to Mishnah Torah. What's his goal? It's to tell you everything that a Jew has to do from beginning to end. There is nothing you ever have to do as a Jew that is not found in Mishnah Torah. Whether you're a Jew who lives today, whether you're a Jew who lives b'zman mehevi b'nei mikdash, whether you live in Eretz Yisrael, whether you're a kohen gadol, whether you're a melech, whether you're a man, a woman, and have a kenai, if you are somebody who's part of the Jewish people, and then for good luck at the end of Hilchos Malachim, you're thrilled with the goyim to do also for two parochim. Anything and everything that you have to do. It's not a sefer of machshava, although every once in a while the Rambam does give you some machshava. It's not a sefer of musar, although once in a while he does. It's not a sefer of history, every once in a while he does. But all of those things, the main goal, the primary goal, is to tell you any and everything that you have to do, mitchila v'yatzayif. So therefore, it's very obvious why the Rambam left out these two halachas, because they're not relevant anymore. They are totally over. They're done. They're finished. The history. Why the history? Based on two magic words, says the Yerach HaShulchan Eis L'Asos. So just as the Gemara says that the issue of writing down Tosha Rapeh is no longer Negel and Maisa, because Eis L'Asos has trumped it, so says the Yerach HaShulchan, the fact that the Rambam left out the issue of Tosha Rapeh Yapeh, it's for the same exact reason. The Eis L'Asos trumps it, which is exactly what Tosha says. So that is the underlying principle of Bizman Hazeh, that everything we've been learning for the last week is not relevant anymore. Everything is over, finished. Eis L'Asos is not everything. Hakol Mikol Kol. What? What? It's not a mitzvah. It's a din. It's not one of the tag mitzvahs. It's not. It wouldn't count as one of the tag mitzvahs. It's a drosh, it's a din deraisa, it's learned out from psukim, but it's not a vedapshe mishlema, do thus and thus. I don't think so. I think it would fall short of being in the tag mitzvah.
Didn't you say before that the Mishnah Brewer talked about this, right?
The Mishnah Brewer apparently didn't hold like the Torah HaShulchan. The Mishnah Brewer held that Eis L'Asos is not mapped to this. The Mishnah Brewer says there's no across the board heter of Eis L'Asos for this. It doesn't exist.
Sefer HaTorahs versus Tanakh, the printed Tanakh, the written HaTorah.
The question is, you gain anything from written Tanakh? Is a written Tanakh, is a printed Tanakh the same as the Sefer HaTorahs? Because it's not written B'klaf, it's not written B'diel. So that's a big machlokes. So the Magen Avraham that claims that for Shar Kisri HaKodesh doesn't have to be al-klaf. Shar Kisri HaKodesh could technically be kosher on paper also. Therefore, the Magen Avraham says, if you have a whole Sefer of Sefer Yeshua, so you have, in effect, Kedusha Sefer Yeshua in front of you. So it would be a mile to lane from that Sefer Yeshua. It doesn't be a whole Tanakh. It doesn't be a whole Sefer Yeshua. If you have a whole Tanakh, then you have a whole Sefer Yeshua in there. So that would be good enough. So the Chazon Ish thought that only makes sense if it's written, if it's written, even if it's written on paper, but it's written in Begalila. It's written in a scroll. If it's written the way we write things, the way we publish print things today, so the Chazon Ish said there's no connection between the two sides of the page. So the halacha doesn't recognize this notion of having two sides of a page. That was made up in the 1500s. So he said the halacha only considers continuity when you have a scroll. So the Chazon Ish said, so you have one piece of paper with a half of a haftarah on it, another half with another half of a haftarah on it, so you gain nothing. So there are different opinions about that. Then there are others who taina that even according to the Magen Avraham, that only made sense with old printing. When you have printing where you can mamash feel the print today, everything is just pictures, so that's mamash nothing. Even the Magen Avraham would say that's nothing. That's why there's some shuls who still zecha to the Magen Avraham, they still insist on learning from a whole Tanakh, and others don't care about it. That's where the two different rehavim come. If you have a klaf, you should learn from klaf, it's wonderful. Right. So that's the shaila, whether Tanakh versus the klaf. Klaf always wins. Versus the back of the art school chumash or something. So that's what we're saying. According to the old days, the Magen Avraham claimed that it was a mile, and others disagreed, and others claimed it was one of that. That's a different yesh v'yesh. Okay. Anyway, getting back to the story. So So according to the Chashulchan, the whole din of Eis Lasos completely overrides everything, and therefore you never have to worry about this anymore. Eis Lasos is a gewalt gemata, everything's mutter. It's just a funny question. What's the great Eis Lasos example? What's the unbelievable tzarech that we have to master this? Because apparently it's very, very hard for people to have what? What's it hard for people to have? Scribbled pieces of paper with psukim on it? It's so hard. What's so hard? What's so hard to have? To walk around with a whole sefer. Every time I want to quote a pasuk in Nevi Yeshua, I got to bring a scroll with me. Every time I want to say a pasuk in Yeshua, I got to bring a scroll with me. That's going to be really, really hard. So, l'chora, almost into chumra kulo. If you take what we thought was the Rambam Shita, that the definition of b'chsav means a whole sefer, so it's taka really hard to do. Because it's so hard to do, that it's taka eis la'asos. Eis la'asos is not that. But if you go down the route of the Acharonim, who are the G'dol Acharonim? The Mishneh Berurah, the Maariv Chayes, who else? Who else? You guys, right? You guys. No? Everyone who thought that the Mishneh Berurah and Maariv Chayes was right. Everyone who thought that that's called b'chsav. If you hold that scribbling on a piece of paper, it's called b'chsav, so what's the big deal? So just scribble on a piece of paper and then quote the pasuk. Take a siddur with you, take a chumash with you, take a book with you. It's not taking a hillel with you, it's not so hard. So l'chari the Chashulchan is only able to say this razzle-dazzle shtickle Torah, but that's the Rambam, that eis la'asos is not to everything. That only makes sense if you have a really, really high level of what Torah b'chsav is all about. Maybe that's what the answer to your question was. The Mishneh Berurah didn't think Eis Lasos was relevant in this sugya. Why? Because the Mishneh Berurah was looking at the Issur Dvarim Shebichsav through the eyes of it's written on a piece of paper. That's also called Bichsav. So if it's written on a piece of paper, it's what's the big deal? It's not going to stay at Bichsav, unless there's some other reason.
According to that understanding, when would there ever be not
an Eis Lasos? There's always Eis Lasos. I mean, what was the Issur around in the first place? I don't know. People were walking around with cloth molds on. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. But Mechilas Kavod the Heilige Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Jolti points out in his Sefer Mishas Yabes that it's not true. The Rambam does quote the Din of Dvarim Shebichsav Teresh Al Be'Alpeh. He quotes it in one place. He quotes it by Kriyas HaTorah. He says that you're not allowed to kore, that Gemara Masechet Tainis, that you're not allowed to kore min HaTorah b'tzibor to be motzi other people shalom and aksav. Remember we spoke about this last week, that the Rambam holds like who? That the Yisra only applies to Motzi Achayim, like it tells us where? It tells in Tzmura. So the Rambam doesn't quote anywhere else because it doesn't apply to me as an individual. The only place the Rambam quotes it when it comes to Motzi Achayim. So the Rambam does quote it, albeit in a somewhat of a watered down, limited fashion. So by saying, but all the sugya ends. So we've seen a lot of things flying around the sugya. We've been talking about what the nature of the Yisra is and what the exception to the rule are, what the reason is, their Isis and their abundance and their Rayas and the back and the Tanakh and not Tanakh. What happened to Maisa with this whole story? Just how serious do we take this din of Dvar Shechsev to Rosh HaMelech? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the idea, the Shulchan Aruch by saying of Kabbalah in the morning, quotes the idea from the Rishonim that if it's Shagul B'Fiv, everything's okay. That we saw Rabbeinu Tam held away, the Mordechai Kotzer Rabbeinu Tam, but Shagul B'Fiv, if you know the Pesukim, everyone knows the Pesukim, everything's fine. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says, people say Shema B'Alpeh, and that's why people say Bichas Konim B'Alpeh, and if you're not, you say Kabbalah, you should have your morning, you should know Parshat Tomei B'Alpeh, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, everything's fine, everything's okay, Shagul B'Fiv is mouth of everything. The Gra says, he thinks that the Ikra Din is not based on Shagul B'Fiv. What's it based on? What's the real Heta based on? The Taizen Tzmura, if you're not being mercy others, then everything is gewaldig. So you have a machloikes, the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra. 99% of the time, they're going to both end up to be matir. Each one, albeit for a separate reason. But sometimes you'll have enough community between the two. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a mood issue with the Rambam. Everything's mutter based on Eis Lasos. But if you don't go down that Aruch HaShulchan, you go down the more conventional, earlier Peskim, so then it comes out that according to the Shulchan Aruch, the underlying heter is Shkur B'Fiv. And any and every time you just have to ask that question, is it Shagul B'Fiv or not? According to the Gra, the only question you have to ask yourself is, are you Motzi Achayim B'Dei Chavasa? So there's one very, very famous application that maybe a machlokes is to Shulchan Aruch and the Gra that may put the Gra on the Machmirim side. What is that? One or two people asked me about that today during Seder. What is that? The saying of Ayachulu on Friday night. When you say Vaychu in front of the Kiddush, so the goal of saying Vaychu, what do you say Vaychu in Kiddush? We already said it in davening. What's the answer? The Gemara says everyone has to say Vaychu on Friday night. It's a special din to say Vaychu every Friday night. So we already said it in davening. So what are we saying it again for? We say it three times. We say it in Shemoneh Esrei. Why do we say it after Shemoneh Esrei? For that once in a while, when it's the Shabbos and Yontif coincide together, so Vaychu is not the text of the tefillah, so we still do it for good luck every time. And then you say it a third time to be melting your wife and children in Kiddush. So some posts can raise the question, who you're saying Vaychulu, you want to be melting your wife and children, ay, 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 we have a problem here. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a problem altogether. Why? Because it's Shev. What, come on. Should we all practice saying Vaychulu together? Most of us probably know how to say Vaychulu. It's probably Shagav Afinu. But according to others, it's a problem. Now wait a second, hold on. Is that a problem? Is that really a problem or not a problem? What do you think? Yeah, the Gemara says supposed to be Yotir. Yeah, but the Raisi can for sure be Yotir, but the Gemara says in addition to being Yotir Kiddush, it's to say Vaychulu. May it Rakash Baruch is Baruch Shemayim Baruch. Vadi can be Yotir Kiddush without Vaychulu. But I want to be mostly my wife in that idea of saying Vaychulu in front of night. So maybe one can argue that that's a problem. Motiachem Bidechavasam. So according to the Gemara, maybe that would be a problem. So many, many posts can say that, no, even according to the Gemara, it's not a problem. There's a big difference between that and the Gemara and Tainus. What's the difference? What's the big, big difference between the two? Yeah, there's the Tzibur, and this is the Yachid. Why is that so important? Based on everything we've spoken about, why is that so important? What was the Svar that we had? What was the Lomdish Svar to be Mechalik, to explain Tainus and Temura, where the Isra only applies Lotzi Acherim? Because that was what? That's Mesiris HaTorah. When is it Mesiris HaTorah? When I'm Meisit to the Rabbim. It's like the Rav's work by Kriyas HaTorah. When I get everybody together and I lay in the Sefer Torah for a Tzipor, that's Mesiris HaTorah. I'm standing there with my wife and the kids in the house and one or two guests. That's Mesiris HaTorah? Nah, that's not Mesiris HaTorah. So maybe that would be okay. That would be a Limud Chol. So many Gedolei Poskim say that. So those who want to be Machmer in the Shailet, only say Ve'echulu, B'toch HaKsav, what options are available for them? So they have two options. One is, they could take out a bencher and read it mitach ha'ksav. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, that would suffice. Or if you don't think that that's good enough, if you think Rabbeinu Kreskes is right, listen to this one. If you believe Rabbeinu Kreskes is right, and you believe that being motzi your wife is called being motzi somebody, and they think the Gra is right, and you don't hold the Yachas Shulchan school of Eis Lasos, so you have an interesting chumrah. What's the interesting chumrah? You have to have a Sefer Torah, right? You have to hold the Sefer Torah every Friday night when you make Kiddush. Now, I happen to live in the shul's next door, so I do have that option available, but I have not yet followed that chumrah yet. So what I try to do is I try to say it from a bencher. If I can't, even though most of the posts can say today, it's not really necessary. But some will not, but to say it, I have to say Vechul from a bencher. And for this chumrah, we rely on the Mishnah Berurah. We rely on the fact that this is probably good enough. For Kiddush in the daytime, I'm not machped. You know why? It's only a minute again. Let me make say v'sham. We don't have to say v'sham. It's not a minute to say v'sham. So that's okay. So, but yesh v'yesh. Different opinions about this. Yeah.
And the tzibur kind of kiddush.
The rabbi makes kiddush. Well, v'aychulu, it's more of a tzibur. No, no. But the other, but the mice, all the people already heard. All the people daven ma'ariv already. The other people being motzi, a couple of women. No, but everyone daven ma'ariv already. So the v'aychulu is really probably just for the women. So the women of the tzibur. Oh. Very, very low to say that. I didn't expect that coming from you, Dr. Vermanessa. Okay, everybody say, all right, Ellie, can you ask the question? We are done with this thing, okay? Hadron Allah, Dvarim Shabbat, okay, Baruch Hashem. How many pages? What's the grand? 16 pages, grand total. In 11 years of Shia, is that the longest thing? Wow, okay, good. All right. Okay, Baruch Hashem, okay. See, you came for the end. The boy said he came back. This is make a see him. That's right. Five day round the Chajemi. Come back one day. Make a see him. Okay. You can sponsor to see him.
Can I ask the last question? Or the
no.
Torah is never over. We're just starting. Yeah.
So if a person's giving a tanach shir, and let's say it's the Gemara shir, and the tanach shir, they probably have the tanach open. So can they quote if they know the tzukim? Like,
we pass like the show. Well, shgur mefi means shgur mefi hakol. So you want to know? I happen to be a bokhar. I won the chidon atanach. So I personally won the chidon atanach. So they know every poskin Eov bal peh. But you have a yeshiva guy, probably never heard of Eov. So that's why I call shgur mefi. So it's probably relying on the Gra. There are some who say that's why in the Gemara, very, very often in the Gemara, what do we very often find in the Gemara when the Gemara quotes the Pasuk? 90% of the time the Gemara quotes the Pasuk what? It quotes it wrong. The Gemara will like deliberately quote like a word off or something. So some say that's why, because Amram didn't want to say the whole Pasuk, so they fudged it a little bit. It's funny, because the whole issue is to avoid making mistakes. Not going to make a mistake. Strange. Okay. All right, any last questions? Good, ready to start? Okay. Where's my recorder? Okay. Something to click on?